It has been recommended in the hadith. This is not something that we've just come up with. Sometimes there's certain ziyarat for certain times, certain du'as for certain times that have been suggested and recommended. And then based on a general principle of du'a being good at all times and saying salam to the Ahlul Bayt being good at all times, what we can extrapolate is that the particular du'a for that particular timing can also be mentioned, can be said, can be recited, can be supplicated at another time as well. Those are extrapolations that can be made based on certain general principles. However, we have certain ziyarat, certain du'as, certain acts, certain recommendations, mustahabbat, that the Imams specifically regarding that particular du'a or ziyarat have mentioned that it's something to do, for instance, daily or at every week or whatever. Ziyarat Ashura, the hadith particularly mentions that although as a response to Al-Qama, Imam al-Sadat mentions ziyarat for visiting Karbala on the day of Ashura, that's the question that Al-Qama is asking to when he goes for visiting Imam al-Hussein on the day of Ashura. So it's about a certain time and a certain place. That's what the question is about. However, after completing and telling this man, this individual, what to say to Imam al-Hussein when he gets there on that particular day, the Imam says, this is good to recite at other locations, even if you're not in Karbala. And also, it is good to say and to read on a daily basis. This is important. We need to remember this. Maybe throughout our lives we can't do this on a daily basis. Which we can, but we don't need to necessarily. When it's recommended on a daily basis, at least for a certain period of time, perhaps a year or two, a month or two at least, on a daily basis, try to do this ziyarah. There were brothers that had a good tradition, they set between them, to memorize the ziyarah, and then while they were doing whatever, this place, when you're driving to work or to school or whatever it is, behind the steering wheel, you're wondering what to do. It only takes 8 to 10 minutes max. Unless you want to do the full 100 yah in salam, which in traffic is actually very good. If you're going to be stuck in traffic anyway, and you're going to be spending 45 minutes to an hour and a half in traffic, then make sure you do the 100 da and salam. It's not, won't take too long. If you do it, the complete version of it shouldn't take any more than 30 to 45 minutes, okay, max. And if we have it memorized, we can do that. It won't take much to memorize it either. It'll help with your memory, all these other things we need to add to get us to do things. Unfortunately, Imam Hussein appears not to be enough for us. We need to have these other incentives. We're struggling with problems with our memory, and we're trying to get that up to speed. And these are things that can definitely be useful and helpful. So the first point is a reminder, it's recommended to do on a daily basis. And there's a lot of rewards in that. But having understood that, in the ziyarah, there is mention of the day of Ashura. Inna hadha yawmun tabarrakat bihi Banu Umayyah. This is the day of Ashura. This is the day that Banu Umayyah considered it a day of celebration. They did. They were happy on that day. They considered it a happy occasion. There's reference to the day of Ashura. Even if you recite it on days outside of Muharram, throughout the year, the ziyarah reminds you of the day of Ashura. The day of Ashura, what we're trying to take from this, remembering the day of Ashura is important throughout the year. We need to remember it. That's what we can take. There's different reminders there. One of the reminders is the day of Ashura itself. What happened in Karbala on the day of Ashura, that particular event is something to be remembered on a daily basis, not even weekly. Daily basis. It's recommended. This is what we can understand from this. Okay. The question is, why is it something that we are recommended to do? Why is it recommended to remember Ashura? Why is it recommended to remember the imagery that is not very pleasant? Scenes that are not very pleasant. Scenes that will make you cry. Scenes that will make you feel grief. Scenes that would make you feel like your heart is torn apart. This is the scenery of Karbala, right? You can't remember Ashura, you can't remember Karbala and Ashura and not remember that. There's definitely reminders of that. And if you look at this particular wording from the Imam, Imam al-Sadiq salallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's definite mention of that. Why are we supposed to mention that? Let me mention this here since I got to this point. Some of us don't like to, unfortunately, some of us don't like to feel sad and shed tears on a daily basis. We think that's depression. We've learned some of this modern terminology. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry, I'm going to say this the way I feel about it. This ridiculous modern psychology that is based on atheism. Understand this, brothers and sisters. Psychology is a study of the human psyche. The human soul that they don't even believe in. The philosophical foundations of this discipline are completely off. And so the conclusions that they give you, this isn't to say every single line there is messed up or wrong. The problem is, we don't look at it with suspicion, we don't look at it when we think of it as a modern discipline developed by people who know what they're talking about, not realizing that this is not like physics. This is not like medicine, which even there are problems, but it's not like that. It's not like computer sciences. You're talking about something that is not material. The effect of actions, of thoughts, we learn these stories. It's depressing, man. You don't want to be depressed. All this sorrow and grief and crying and all of that. And a'yadu billah, do you think the Ahlul Bayt would want you to be harmed by remembering Karbala and shedding tears and crying? If there was any harm in that, any harm, or even if it was neutral, if it didn't have any blessing, if it didn't have any positive effect, yet it wouldn't tell us to remember Ashura and the scenery of Ashura and the painful things that you remember. And some of the lines are found in Ziyarat Ashura. Particularly as well. It's beneficial. There is benefit to it. The crying, this is besides my point, it's a side point in the topic that I'm trying to present and remind us tonight of. But it's important, the side note is important. The crying part, the feeling sad in your heart, this sadness is positive. This sadness, this grief, this sorrow, this helps you. It's not like the grief, sorrow,
and sadness that you feel when you feel like you have nothing and no one, and you feel depressed. You don't feel God's blessings around you, you feel depressed. That's wrong, yes. That's because you're not seeing God's blessings. Because of that, you lose hope. Losing hope is, according to the Quran, a sign of, and a result, direct result of disbelief in Allah. And yes, of course that's going to be negative. Of course that's wrong. That's harmful. But this is not that. This sorrow is not disbelief in God. It doesn't stem from kufr. It doesn't stem from hopelessness. It doesn't come from that and doesn't lead to that. In fact, what it does is it reminds you of Allah. It gives you hope in Allah. It gives you hope in life. It helps you have more strength for this world and the next. One of the areas I would like to mention, so up to this point, the main topic we're trying to talk about is Ziyarat Ashura being recommended on a daily basis. Tells us we need to remember Ashura. We need to remember Kabbalah. We need to remember Imam Hussein. We need to remember all that scenery that we are all aware of. We need to remember that. And yes, it causes you to feel hurt. And it causes you to shed tears, inshallah. That's a blessing from Allah if those tears start trickling down your cheeks. What is so good about remembering this? The scene in Karbala must be so great. What is there, what's found in it, must be so great that we need to remember it on a regular basis. So you think about it, you think about what is it in Karbala on the day of Ashura that is so good that you want to remember. You think about it yourself. Each of us needs to do that. I want to share one of the points that is very important. Very important. In order to understand it, let me start with reminding us, the fact of the matter is, according to the Quran, according to the word of God, the Creator, the one who has created all of us, we have been put in this material realm, this temporal realm, for a very short period of time, very short. 100 years, if we would live that long, is very short, not even comparable to eternity. Whatever figure, even if it's 5,000 years, compared to eternity, is not comparable. It's too short. Okay? This is a fact. We are here temporarily to build our eternal life. We all are aware of that. We need to build our eternal life here. There's a hadith as a reminder to understand this. Jesus is quoted, and the Imams have quoted Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples, I'm amazed by people. Because people are so worried about the sustenance in this life, whereas God has said, I have guaranteed your sustenance. Even if you don't want it, I will send it to your doorstep. Hadith, a number of hadith on that. The wording of Jesus that the Ahlul Bayt have quoted is this: I'm amazed that people are worried and concerned about the sustenance of this life, whereas God has guaranteed it. But they're not worried about the sustenance of the hereafter, whereas God has said, I won't give you a dime unless you work for it. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. Everyone is only going to take what they have done, not what others have done. Whatever you do and whatever you decide not to do, it's all that. That's it. If you work for it, you got it. If you don't work for it, you don't have it. As simple as that. Now the problem is, here's where we're getting closer to the topic or the area or the part of Ashurah that is so beneficial to us. We get caught up with life. We have bills to pay, right? When we get close to the deadline for a bill, we start getting worried. We forget those ahadith and verses that say, look, don't worry, I'll provide for you. That's one part that is difficult. The other part that's difficult is the glamour of the dunya. Shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the shaitan, creates this zenith. It's beautiful. You have one thing, we always go through this experience, we never get the point, we never learn this. You get the most advanced technology, and you think you get this that feels so good, if you buy it after a month or two, it feels just mundane, and nothing serious to it. Then you start seeing this advertisement for this car or for this other new piece of technology. You think you get that, then you're going to be feeling that you love this life and you're the best person. You get that, and after a month, again, looking for something else. Never satisfied. Never satisfied. That's just the nature of this. But the thing is, it's just the glamour of it catches your eye. It catches your attention. And so you're constantly working. It distracts us of the objective of our purpose. Alright? We need reminders to wake us up. Reminders to wake us up. And one of the reminders in Karbala is this. The most beautiful scene of giving up everything material for Allah. It's such a loving way.
Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat.
We want to give a little something in the way of Allah. Thinking about it, what should I write in that check? What should the figure be? I can do a little more, but I'll need it for something else, and just put a smaller figure there. And when I'm giving it, how do I feel about that? And then Sayyid al-Shuhada is so far up, we can't even see him. Look at the Ashab of Imam al-Husayn. The night of Ashura says, go! Go! I don't even want you to stay. Leave me. There's nothing but death tomorrow. Take it. This is not some fantasy or someone thinking of it and making it up just to, you know, add some spice to the story of Karbala. No, it's there in books. Imam al-Husayn gathered them. It needs to be understood thoroughly, of course. We're talking about it from this aspect. If we want to put it into perspective in terms of the responsibilities of, is he saying that it's not their responsibility? No, understand it in the right way. This is way above. This is above normal standards. This is above normal standards. You've been very loyal. You've done your share. You don't need to say, take my family as well. So we want to stay. You want us to leave? We want to give this life. What do we want? See, if they would have decided to go, what would they have gotten? Dunya. They came to Abu Fadl al-Abbas, at Mal'un, I don't even want to mention his name. He said, oh, sons of my sister, I have Aman from the other Mal'un. If you leave Hussein, no one will have anything. You can live your life. Dunya. You will live a few more days. Be respected by these tyrants. Be respected by the pharaohs of the time? You got it. Your ego is your life. You stay with Hussein, you're going to give all this up. They give it and I'm loving to give. They love to give that up. But we need that reminder, brothers and sisters. Verse of the Quran. إِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. All of the, they've reached a level where this material realm and whatever is in it, the beauty, the glamour, all of that, this is in itself, as the ayah of Allah is a different thing. It's not the thing itself. It's a sign of Allah, it's a completely different thing. We want that phone, we want that house, we want that car. We don't look at it and say, SubhanAllah, because if that's an ayah of Allah, if you depart this world, you're getting to Allah Himself. Give that up to get to Him. Leave the sign to get to Dhul Ayah, the one who has this sign, who gives you this sign. If you're looking at it as an ayah of Allah, you'd be like Musa. Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. I want to see you, my Lord. You're seeing everything as a sign of Allah. This is not enough. My heart is wanting more. I love you so much. I want to see more. We don't look at things as an ayah of Allah. We don't see them as signs of Allah. The thing itself is dunya, it's low. As an ayah of Allah, it's a different thing. Okay? They're looking at all this material realm as laghw. They look at it, marru kirama, they go with looking at it, what is this? What is this? Like an older, wiser person seeing children play with toys. What are you guys doing? Wasting your time. What is this? For a kid, it's good. For someone who's moved above and beyond, this is meaningless. Look at the whole dunya. The thing that we are so attached to. The thing we don't want to give up. The thing that people took and gave up Imam al-Hussein. You want to give up being with Hussein for the earrings of the daughters of Hussein? This is what they did, right? It's disgusting, isn't it? It's disgusting. It says that he was one of those mal'uneen was pulling on the clothing of one of the girls in Karbala. And while he was doing it, he was crying. The imam of the ladies, I forget who exactly it was, told them, "But why are you crying?" He says, "This is the daughter of the Prophet." So then why are you taking it? He said, "I'm afraid if I don't take it, someone else will." This is dunya, want of the dunya. And this is what you want. You want to sell your imam for a car? We want to sell our imam to being respected by the pharaohs of today? Shame on that. We need the reminders of. See, when you think about it right, it's disgusting. But the thing is, we're so caught up with this. God forbid, al-ayyadu billah, we may end up in a very similar situation, but then we are so caught up with and so drawn to, so attracted by the glamour of the dunya. One of the things, brothers and sisters, one of the difficult parts of the dunya to give up is acceptance by people. It's not even the car or the phone or any of that. It's acceptance. It's respect. By people that are around you, by people themselves, whoever it may be. Some of the people that were there for that reason. They realized it's wrong. Everybody was moving in that direction. And we just mentioned, right? If I don't take it, somebody else is going to take it. We're all racing one another. Who's going to behead this companion of the Imam? Who will take the head to the Mal'un and get rewards for it? If they would have just sat there and thought about what they're doing for a second, realize how disgusting, how ugly it is. And it did. But when everybody, when society is moving in a certain direction, you want to move in the opposite direction, it's not easy. That's just part of the dunya, that's one of the most difficult parts. Because it's closer to that nafs. I want that nafs to be respected. I don't want this nafs to be disrespected. Another area, it's the same idea, the dunya. Look at the companions of the moment. I think about myself. If I were, like if the Imam of our time came right now, and I would have to go down the street in a Walmart and just start talking to people about the Imam of our time that we need to go. I'll assume that that's something you need to do. Everybody, what are they going to do? Laugh at you? Probably some people will do that. Some people, not everybody. Others will be like, they won't say anything. They're like, what's this lunatic doing? Just the thought of doing something like you're like, no, I can't do it. Right? When you know, not only people are going to, what the heck is this guy talking about? They're there against you. And they're mocking you, laughing. What type of courage are you going to have to go up there? These companions of the Imam went forward, and when they would speak with courage, I am such and such, I am Habib, I am Zuhayb, proud, feeling strong. Strong to go be mocked and laughed by all these people just waiting with their swords and spears and arrows and what have you. With the words and everything surrounding this individual. Not worried one bit about the way they think. Because they know Allah. Imam al-Husayn behind them is watching them. He's happy. This is a reminder to me. On a daily basis, small decisions, right? Small decisions are work at in the work environment, at school. In the house, what we buy, what we eat, the work we do, what we remember, what our life in general, the way we look at everything in life. We see the Imam al-Husayn. If we remember Ashura on a daily basis, then that reminder is just naturally going to come. I want to do something thinking. Imam al-Husayn happy with this? He's watching. Imam al-Hujjah is watching. Is this something he would be happy with? Is it something that he would be unhappy with? If you constantly remember them, and you constantly remember these ashab, you revere them, you want to be like them, and the direction of life will change. What a blessing is the Ziyarat Ashura, the remembrance of Karbala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we get to visit Karbala in the near future. It's Thursday night. A special night in the Ziyarat Ramadan. So every day is good to remember, but certain times are better. None of them is Thursday night, that's what Jumu'ah.
I hope it's not true, Imam al-Hussein, ya Abdullah. Why did you have to take the finger off? Ya Allah, some of us want to come and visit you in this Arba'in. Accept us as your Zubaan, call all of us. Allow us to visit you in a way different than previous visits, different than previous years. In a way that after this trip, we are yours entirely.
الله لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم